Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Gonna take a freight train down at the station.
It's Marshall Tucker bringing us back. The Marshall Tucker Band, Great Southern Boogie. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Marcia Egan is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Inbox Detox. We're talking about holiday parties. And my first defense that I mentioned earlier to Marcia was just be obnoxious like me, and you won't get invited to parties. And that solves a lot of problems. But mainly we're talking about how to keep yourself out of trouble at a You Bet Your Job prom night, a holiday party. So, Marcia, what else have we got? We talked about mostly about alcohol last time, and we said my comment was have one drink and switch to water.
Oh, yep. That's my advice to most people going to a holiday party. But there are a couple other
Don't ask for a go box when you leave, by the way, for the orders. You know? Eat it while you're there, but don't ask for a go box. That's another techie thing to do, right?
Oh, yeah. There are a lot of etiquette steps that can get in your way. But another, and just a lot of these parties allow you to bring a guest, and you kind of need to let the guest know in advance, you know, that they need to behave too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen situations where spouses have taken the opportunity to tell the boss something.
Oh, boy.
And
oh, yeah. That is so bad.
I know.
I've seen that, too.
Yeah. And unfortunately, usually there's alcohol involved with that. But
or even if they don't get the boss, they just don't act right.
Right. That's exactly right. Yeah, they sit in the corner with somebody or whatever.
Like Fredo's wife in The Godfather, right? You know, remember that scene on the dance floor?
Oh yeah. But
I've seen that happen.
Well, and I have too. And I was a boss at one point in a big corporation, and it happened to me many times. I mean, not many, but I could count them on a hand for sure. But another point I wanted to make is, it's a work party. Not work. So unless the boss asks you a work question, don't you be the one to bring up a work issue.
Can I tell a story on myself? Many years ago, I was working for Xerox. I was a young pup, and I was doing good. They were proud of me. And I was really pushing to the end of the year, and we had the party. It was like on the 19th or 20th or something like that. It was kind of late. And I showed up. I'd been out there. I'd been kicking, you know what, and doing good. And I was, you know, a young star. And I showed up, and I didn't know how to turn it off. And so I had a great boss, John's, we were talking, you know, and I wanted to talk about all the sales I was making. This is my first real sort of corporate party that situation I'd ever been in. We didn't have them like this where I'd worked before. Anyway, he said, Jim, I know you're doing good, but let's just enjoy the party. I've never forgotten that all these years.
There you go.
But I was just a kid, you know, and he downed me down a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, sometimes bosses are hard to get a hold of with your great idea, but the holiday party's not the place to do it. And another point is, I mean, I hate to say it, but you need to dress appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And get a sense, if you've never been to the holiday party, check on what the other people are wearing. And I always like to say that your attire, it's better to be a slightly overdressed than underdressed. People come to conclusions about the, I mean, if you show up.
Well, that's more of a woman. That's more of a woman thing.
Oh no!
Yes,
hey,
you
got to
admit it. Now, if you got a jacket on, you know, unless you're specifically, the men have specifically said formals, you know, formal wear or something like that, tie required or something like that. That's more of a woman thing, right?
Because it can be.
Because no guy ever called the other guy and said, what are we wearing?
But I've seen guys show up at a very nice Christmas party in blue jeans and baseball
hats. Oh, yeah, no, that's, now, that, I agree with that. But that's, but we're not as granular. Guys aren't as granular as the ladies are about those things.
I agree. You win that one.
One other thing I love about Christmas parties is it still amazes me how many different ways you can make a holiday sweater. You know what I mean? The red ones with the, or the, sometimes they're green with all the little doodads on them and everything.
Oh yeah. So anyway, it's almost like I shouldn't even need to say this kind of thing, but there's good reminders around
yep.
The merry holidays, Jim.
Well, especially for people who haven't, if they've just recently married, they don't know about how they're being, or if they're younger people especially, they might not know, like I didn't know how to act back in those days, you know, and I'd come off the farm, I didn't know about Christmas parties, and so, it's good to be reminded of those things, but you will be judged from afar. I mean, people that you didn't even know were there will judge the way, they're looking at you across the room.
Oh, yeah. The rumor mill abounds at holiday parties.
Yep.
It really does.
Yep.
I remember when I first...
By the way, I got to wrap it up, Marcia. Just remember this. The next day, if nobody talks to you about who they're going to be talking about, you're probably the one they're talking about.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.